reflects his independence from men and his dependence upon God. He repudiates all authorities, all institutions, all customs, all laws that interfere with the individual's direct access to God. Paul had no intermediary. He never knew a human Christ, only the risen Lord, who appeared to him as he appeared to me. In my own case, I was taken in spirit into the presence of the risen Lord. And, strangely enough, when he asked me what was the greatest thing in the world, I answered in the words of Paul. So I ask you, who is Paul? Is he not the first of the chosen who broke the seal and discovered the mystery which was shown to Abraham? Paul persecuted everyone who claimed to be a member of the way, when suddenly the revelation broke, causing him to proclaim the truth. It was Paul who said, "If I have been united with Christ in a death like his, I shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his." Paul did not claim that the resurrection was over. He states that the crucifixion is over because the garment of flesh is worn by one who is crucified. God chose you in him before the foundation of the world. We will be united with him in a resurrection like his, not because of any acquired merit on our part, but because he chose to be united to us in a death like his. You were chosen.